This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are King's College's Physician Assistant Program's recent reaccreditation, yesterday's Therapy Dogs visit, and entrepreneur Katie Smith's visit to King's College. We'll also listen to this week's edition of Politics This Week, get an update on recent King's sporting events, and hear the forecast for the weekend. The most popular program of study at King's College is the Physician Assistant Program. The program recently received a reaccreditation that will last for the next 10 years. Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn had the chance to speak with the program's director, Diana Easton, about this exciting news.
The King's College Physician Assistant Program recently received maximum term accreditation length of 10 years. This status is in effect through March 2027. The Physician Assistant Program's Program Director, Diana Easton, sat down to discuss the expansion by first reinforcing what physician assistants are supposed to do.
A physician assistant is a healthcare provider that works with, alongside other healthcare providers, in multiple healthcare settings to take care of patients. They do histories and physicals. They perform diagnostic studies, make diagnoses, and then perform treatment plans for those patients, including prescription writing. So they work in, like I said, multiple variety of settings to assist other healthcare providers in providing patient care.
All right. The accreditation process is long, with many site visits from an accreditation program called the Accreditation Review Commission for Education of the Physician Assistant.
The accreditation body is the Accreditation Review Commission on Education for Physician Assistants. That body comes in and does site visits and continual accreditation for PA programs across the nation. The parties that are involved would be the physician assistant program itself, its faculty, its students, its preceptors, and the administration of the college.
In regards to the program, the college president, Father Jack Ryan, said that the school's physician assistant program has been outstanding since its inception at King's. Easton said she wholeheartedly agrees.
On all grounds, our program has been around, like I said, since 1979. We've had outstanding faculty, preceptors, and students that are continually out there representing the program from all areas of the country, from the West Coast to East Coast, and we have over 1,000 graduates out there, and we have a wonderful reputation.
The students have embraced the program, as the program has over 1,000 graduates since its 1979 inception, and problems in the program are little to none.
We have never had any issues with our students as far as their ability to represent the program in the profession. Our students are well respected amongst the community in which they practice. So since its inception and continue to present day.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
With much to do at yesterday's Stress Less Fest on campus, WRKC intern Michael Palmer had the chance to sit down with some of the King's community's furry friends and get the scoop on this year's arrival of the therapy dogs.
Who let the dogs out? Celine Skopik-Krieger, president of Pleasure Your Company Therapy Dogs, was on King's campus during National Puppy Day, where she had adorable puppies for students to pet and cuddle with to ease their stress for college students.
Therapy dogs help people relax. There has been research done that confirmed that petting a dog will lower your blood pressure. And that was done by a gentleman by the name of James Leach many years ago. He's the one who was able to make it possible for us to take dogs different places.
Most of the students that are away from home on National Puppy Day were posting pictures on Instagram of appreciation for the puppy. Even if you don't have a dog, you can't help but break down to the sincere cuteness of an innocent puppy, especially during a busy school week.
We're usually on campus for the de-stressing sessions that you have, and also around exam time. And I've watched students walk in, their shoulders have been up around their ears because they're stressed so much, and by the time they leave, you can actually see their shoulders back down where they should be. They're smiling. They know that, you know, exams are coming on, but, you know, I've had a little bit of time to, you know, relax, be away from everything.
These aren't just any other dog out of a kennel. These dogs are trained to be more lovable around humans that have an amazing sense of patience and understanding of their role.
These are our own dogs. I have two Shetland sheepdogs, Angie and Gracie, and I went through a breeder to get my dogs. And they worked with me to give me a dog that was had a temperament that was right for therapy work. Just because you have a temperament that's right for therapy work, that doesn't mean you're going to get a therapy dog. You have to work with them, get them exposed to people, get them exposed to different sounds, make sure that they, you know, I work with children, make sure that they're okay with children. And what we're doing here with the adults, some dogs can do, some dogs are better off working with children. So it depends on the individual dog. Now, you don't have to have a purebred dog to have a therapy dog. You can have rescue dogs, you can have mixed breeds. It's the temperament itself that makes the dog, not the breed of the dog.
King students love when dogs are on campus, and Scott Krieger can testify to this because dogs have a different impact on stress levels because of the unconditional love a puppy can provide. The King students don't forget about the encounters with their furry friends.
The students, they'll be coming, they'll be sitting here petting the dogs. I've had students that have come and stayed 2-3 minutes. I've also had students that have spent an hour with us. It depends on what their need is. And, you know, they'll say, oh my gosh, I wish the dogs were here more often. You know, I wish we could have them here every day. Some of them are talking about putting them under their coat and leaving with them. You know, it's really, to us, it's worthwhile to come down to King's. And we've been here at least 3 years working with the students. And we're very grateful for that. We are also down at King's on the Square just about every other Tuesday working with the PA students and some of the sports medicine students that are coming down. And we've seen a difference with them. I'll see the students out in the field when I go to do some health fairs, and they're the ones that are now on rotations, and they're going like, oh my gosh, the dogs were so great for us.
Don't miss the opportunity to see these adorable dogs to brighten your mood, lower your blood pressure, and put a smile on not only your face, but the puppy's face as well. School is almost coming to an end, so be sure to stop by King's on the Square or the Campus Center to receive love from these therapy dogs.
The dates are set by your counseling center, and they come to us and they ask, can you be on campus at such and such day and everything? And we have, last year, we in the spring, we were here the Thursday before exams were over. Most of your student population was gone because there were only seniors left on campus and then whoever had an exam that next day. And the library asked us at that time to come over. And we had about 25 students that showed up at that point in time. Right now, we will probably be here sometime during finals week, unless we're invited back any other time before that. I know the next time we're down at King's on the Square is the 28th from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Michael Palmer. Oh, oh, oh.
During Katie Smith's visit to the King's campus this past Wednesday, she focused on finding meaning in your job after graduation beyond a paycheck. WRKC's Pat Corcoran has more on the story.
Upon graduating, some may wonder how they can find meaning and fulfillment beyond their paycheck and their 9-to-5 jobs. Katie Smith of the St. John's Institute gave students advice on how to do just that. As a former staff manager at computer processor company Intel, Smith discussed some of her leadership tactics to make employees feel like they're doing more than just a job.
The tipping point for me was finding out the skills and the talents that I had and figuring out how to use those every single day. So it wasn't so much the work that I was doing or the end goal of that, but the process of how I got there and the skills and talents that I was able to use in that process. So for me, the first time this really started to bear fruit and this whole notion of using the skills that I was given actually was when I got put in charge of the safety committee, and I was like, oh great, safety. Not that safety isn't important, and I very happily reported our statistics to OSHA, but it's not exactly the cool thing to do. But what I found was that I loved the concept of getting people who worked different shifts, people who had been at Intel for 2 months, all the way up to our factory manager, and even farther up the food chain, all together towards a common goal. And finding out what was it that they wanted to spend the vast majority of their time doing, and how could I help them do that through our programs.
Smith talks about spending your time at work tying in your outside interests to your job.
Yeah, it means being able to spend the vast majority of the time that you're working doing something that you actually love to do, that gives you life, that fulfills you. So to be able to spend 90% of the time doing something you love, it really does help the other 10% doing things you don't love go much faster.
Smith also talks about how you can go above and beyond in a job you already like.
There's always so much research out there, so researching on other people who have the position that you're in and then continuing to follow up with them. You know, the internet enables us to reach out to just about anybody and see, like, do they have a creative way of doing the same thing you do? Is there something different that they do that you don't, so you can learn more?
She stresses evaluating your happiness at your position and taking proactive measures to keep yourself interested in your work.
The happier you are, the more productive you are. And I think anybody can see that in day-to-day life. The more thrilled you are to do certain tasks, the more you'll be willing to do them. Yeah, show initiative from the get-go and start asking questions right away. You know, look at your job description and then see, are there places that I can supplement in here?
Senior Mass Communications major Greg Adams talks about how he plans to find fulfillment in his career after graduation.
I think many are more content than unhappy, just because, not that they settle, but life gets really busy and you can't always do what you had planned to do. I think doing any job well and doing it completely can bring someone fulfillment. But when it comes to the career that you've chosen, I think that obviously it would bring you more fulfillment. I am still in college, so I haven't reached the point where I can say that I'm in a career, but I'm anxious to get to that point and receive that sort of fulfillment sensation.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Pat Corcoran.
Coming up next, we'll hear this week's edition of Politics This Week, get an update on recent Kings sporting events, and hear the forecast for the weekend.
Hi, Vicky. How's your knee doing?
It feels better, doctor. Those painkillers worked great. I was hoping to get some more.
We're being very careful with prescription painkillers. Let's continue with therapy and off-the-shelf anti-inflammatories for now.
Prescription painkillers are America's newest epidemic, causing abuse and addiction for millions. The smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
On Friday nights at 7, WRKC brings listeners the Beatle Ed Fab Four radio show. Ed and Moondog bring listeners back in time by playing songs of the Beatles, solo material from John, Paul, George, and Ringo, as well as other artists from the British Invasion. Be sure to tune in to 88.5 FM WRKC, Northeast PA's most honored college radio station.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
Breaking news, Obamacare repeal vote canceled. Speaker Paul Ryan pulled the vote on passing the American Health Care Act to repeal Obamacare today, just minutes before the vote was due. Today, the House was scheduled to vote on the legislation as per President Trump's urging last night with nail-biter margins. The HHCA would provide tax credits in order to pay for health insurance with credits increasing with age. But Democrats and moderates argue that these credits are not enough to offset the extra costs associated with old age, while conservatives think the bill is still too much government involvement with health care. President Trump urged the House to vote last night in a closed-door meeting and increase the stakes of passing the bill. Trump said said that if the legislation doesn't pass by today, Obamacare will stand, but instead instructed the Speaker to cancel the vote altogether. These proposals led to confusion and even panic from all the representatives. The conservative House Freedom Caucus decided not to vote as a bloc, meaning some caucus members would have voted in the negation of the bill. Representative Mark Meadows, chairman of the caucus, said he was leaning against the legislation, according to the Washington Post. Thus, it seemed the bill would not pass by about a dozen votes at early counts. It is unclear when health care will be back on the agenda, but in a press conference at 4 o'clock, Ryan said the administration will move on to tax reform in the near future instead of health care. In other news, Paul Manafort, former chairman of the Trump campaign, has volunteered to testify before the House Intelligence Committee regarding alleged campaign ties to Russia during the election. And President Trump approved the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Approval from state regulators in Nebraska is still required for it to move forward in the state. The president tweeted that the pipeline would bring in $25 billion of revenue and 20,000 jobs. He also tweeted that it was a great day for jobs in America. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
This is your Sports Director Dan Stokes with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College outdoor track and field teams are set to open their season up at your Sinus College this Sunday. There are 42 events scheduled. The events start at 1 p.m. Last night, the men's lacrosse team traveled to Morrisville State College in Morrisville, New York. The Monarchs dropped their fifth straight by a score of 12-9. Sophomore Brett O'Neill tallied four goals in the contest. The Monarchs returned to the field on Saturday at McCarthy Stadium against Bryn Athyn University. The women's lacrosse team travels to Williamsport on Saturday against Lycoming College. The Lady Monarchs are looking to bounce back from a loss to Keene University. Look for a big performance from senior Gabrielle Moroku and sophomore captain Amanda Carroll. The Monarch baseball team has had their first few games postponed after Florida because of Winter Storm Stella. The Monarchs will play a doubleheader tomorrow at Delaware Valley University. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 47. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a possible late shower and a high of 62. And Sunday will have early showers with a high of 48. The annual Donald Grimes Lecture will be held in the Burke Auditorium at 7 p.m. Sigma Kappa Tau will be holding their annual craft show in the Auxiliary Gymnasium tomorrow from 10 to 3. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo. Have a wonderful weekend.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.